Track 18. 1.
Hi, Rob. How's it going?
Oh, fine, thanks. Do you want a sandwich?
No, thanks. I've just eaten.
Really? When?
I had a cake at my computer.
Well, don't let Mr. Johnson see you. He hates people eating at their desks.
I know, but I didn't have time for a break today. Anyway, Mr. Johnson left the office after lunch and didn't come back.
Really? Now I know why everyone was so relaxed. And I was working hard all afternoon. Oh, well, never mind. Right, I've finished. I feel better now. Time to go home. Can I give you a lift anywhere?
No, it's okay. I've got my bike.
Okay. See you tomorrow.
Yeah. Bye.
2.
It's not fair. I want to go out, but Mum says I can't. I've tried to help her as much as possible. She doesn't even have to cook dinner for me now that I've got a part-time job in a restaurant. Today is my first free day of the week. The problem is that Mum and Dad are going out and I've got to stay in with my younger brother Jack and make sure he eats his dinner and tidies his room.
3.
Weekly Whirl is a new Sunday tabloid newspaper for people who love reading gossip about celebrities. The paper has lots of stories and photos in it. The problem is that some of the stories aren't true. Sometimes these are probably genuine mistakes, but often it seems that the writers are making things up. It means that the paper always has exciting headlines, but how many people are going to keep reading a work of fiction, especially when they can find so much on the internet for free?
4.
It's my grandmother's birthday today. I usually forget birthdays, so this year I made sure I bought a present in good time. I wrapped it up and put it in my wardrobe. Then I forgot all about it. I sent a card and a letter, but not the present. My grandmother phoned me earlier, but I was out. I planned to phone her when I got home, but I started doing my homework and it slipped my mind. Now it's 11 p.m. and she'll be asleep. Oh well, I'll send her an email and she'll be able to read it tomorrow.
5.
A new hotel opens its doors in London today. The Skylark is the biggest hotel in Europe, with over 8,000 rooms. It also has 6 gyms, 4 swimming pools and 18 restaurants. Room prices start at £185 for a single room and go up to £8,000 for a luxury suite with its own dining room and chef. Not everyone is happy, though, and the hotel's owners have been forced to apologise to local residents and businesses for building work which has gone on 6 months longer than expected.
6.
Hi, Ellen. I like your skirt.
Thanks, Sarah. Why aren't you wearing something more casual? Did you forget that today was a non-uniform day?
No, but my mum made me wear it. She says that if I go to school, I should wear my uniform. I hope I'm not the only one.
Well, I haven't seen anyone else in uniform yet. What's in your bag? A change of clothes?
No, my maths and English books.
There's an exam today.
I know, but only this morning. We've got lessons this afternoon.
No, we haven't. Didn't you read the note? From 12 o'clock, we're free to do what we want.
Really? I didn't realise.